September. Roxy Magic, Friday the 19th, 7:30 p.m. The Forum, Borough Road. Tickets are £13. Def Leppard Tribute, Saturday the 20th, 7:30 p.m. The Forum, Borough Road. Again, tickets are £13. Ghost Train, Darlington, Saturday the 20th, in the town centre, free. Martin Turner's Wishbone Ash, Friday the 26th, 7:30 p.m, The Forum, Borough Road. Tickets for this are £20. Anniversary Journey, Saturday the 27th, town centre. Contacts. Hope Town Darlington. Visit www.hopetowndarlington.co.uk. Call 01325 405 060 or email hopetown@darlington.gov.uk. Darlington Hippodrome. Visit www.darlingtonhippodrome.co.uk or call 01325 405 405. Theatre Hullabaloo. Call 01325 405 405 or visit www.theatrehullabaloo.org.uk. Darlington Libraries. Call 01325 349 610 or visit www.darlington.gov.uk/library. The Dolphin Centre. Call 01325 406 000 or email healthydarlington@darlington.gov.uk. The Forum Music Studios. Visit www.theforumonline.co.uk. Learning and Skills. Call 01325 405 601 or visit www.darlington.gov.uk/learning and skills.
Getting Darlington up and running. Darlington 10K returns to the town centre on Sunday the 3rd of August. Book your place now. The annual race day is a key staple in the town's event calendar, and this year will include a shorter 5K circuit, ideal for people who are new to running, as well as those starting a fitness journey. The popular junior 3K for runners aged 9 to 14 will also be back, and families are invited to take part in a short, circular fun run along High Row, Bond Gate, Skinner Gate and Blackwell Gate. Race numbers have steadily been increasing over the last few years, and over 2,000 runners are expected to take part in what promises to be a fantastic event. Thanks to a new partnership, runners can also now access expert advice and guidance from the knowledgeable team at Up and Running on High Row, who will be sharing information on products, training, exercise and nutrition via the event's Facebook page, as well as in person with those visiting the store. All runners will receive a t-shirt and a range of different prizes will be presented to race winners. Registration closes on the 30th of July. Visit www.enjoydarlington.co.uk. Three reasons to take up running. 1. It can increase your lifespan by helping you maintain a healthy heart. 2. It can help you achieve or maintain a healthy weight by burning calories and reducing stomach fat. 3. It can support your mental well-being by improving your sleep and reducing stress.
Council worker Sophie has always been into running and regularly took part in 10K races when she lived in Dubai. She has signed up to take part in Darlington 10K for the first time this year and said, "Running helped me adjust to living in the UK as it was something I could do on my own when I didn't know anybody. It gave me something positive to focus on and helped me to fill my time and feel good about myself. Doing physical activity and being outdoors can really help boost your mood and creates opportunities to connect with other people, even if it's just saying hello to people you pass while you're training or who are at the gym with you. Getting more involved with the local running community is one of the reasons I'm signing up for the 10K. Running also has loads of physical health benefits and is a free way to increase your activity levels and improve your heart health and overall fitness. I'd encourage anyone to take up running and to get involved with the Darlington 10K. If you've not run before, the new 5K route provides a perfect goal to work towards. Or you can get the whole family involved and sign up for the shorter family fun run. Training programmes like the NHS Couch to 5K are a great way to get started, or you could join a local running club who will be able to offer you support. Did you know over a quarter of the adult population are classed as inactive, and almost one third of children and young people do less than 30 minutes of activity per day? Physical inactivity is estimated to contribute to 1 in 6 deaths in the UK and is linked with worse health outcomes for people with health conditions.
Is your family struggling financially? Many families who are on a low income are losing out on financial support. The Citizens Advice Benefit Entitlement Action Team, BEAT, can help check if you are entitled to any money. Does a child in your household have extra needs because of health problems or disabilities? If their needs are greater than children of their age, you may qualify for disability living allowance and be able to receive financial support, even if you do not have a diagnosis yet. Contact BEAT for a free confidential assessment. Beat your finance blues. Millions of pounds of benefits go unclaimed in Darlington. Contact the Benefit Entitlement Action Team, BEAT, for help and support to claim money you are entitled to. Visit www.citizensadvicedrc.org.uk. Email BEAT, spelt B-E-A-T, at citizensadvicedrc.org.uk, or telephone 01325 266 888.
Helping people who beg. Begging evokes a wide range of responses, from compassion and a desire to help, to feelings of failure as a society, or even fear. There is no one organisation that can tackle the issue, which is why we have a multi-agency strategy with the police, care agencies, council, justice system, and the people concerned working collectively. Timely prevention is in the best interest of the person begging, with action centred around the 4 E's: empathy, engagement, education, and enforcement. Empathy. Understanding why people beg and making sure that as a community we have the resources to meet any needs a person may have. We listen to life experiences and use the knowledge to adapt our strategy. Engagement. Regular street walkabouts with dedicated workers seeing and speaking to individuals several times a week, providing access to wider support options such as addiction services, help with homelessness pathway and healthcare services. Education. Giving money to someone begging can actually undermine the good work achieved through engagement. Rather than helping someone, it can encourage their addiction. We need your support. Let us know when you see someone begging, and if you want to give money, please donate to a charity. Enforcement. This is a last resort where other options have failed and is only used if someone continues to beg and refuses support. Begging can be lucrative for those involved. It exploits public sympathy, and begging sites are often stage-dressed to suggest the person is homeless, which is often not the case. Most people beg to feed an addiction, and giving them money may well maintain that addiction. The best way to help someone begging is to tell us about it. You can let us know online at www.darlington.gov.uk/doitonline. Click on Report It and Begging. There is also an option to report a rough sleeper. Let us know if you're concerned about someone you think is rough sleeping on the streets. Housing Options Team. Call 01325 405 333 or email housingoptions@darlington.gov.uk during office hours. StreetLink. Report online at www.streetlink.org.uk or download the StreetLink app. You will receive an update within 10 working days if requested. Outside office hours, call 01642 524 552. The team is available to support anyone who is homeless that night. If someone is unwell, unresponsive or distressed, please call 999. For more information, visit www.darlington.gov.uk/homelessness.
Supporting young people to succeed. Some young people struggle with the education system. Their personal circumstances and previous experiences can make accessing further education challenging, which can have a detrimental impact on their adult life and career opportunities. Molly Rose Crick was one such young person. Back in 2022, when Molly was just 18, she nervously joined a pre-employment study programme with Learning and Skills. Her crippling anxiety meant that she was unable to attend lessons without the support of her mum and could only manage 2 hours of education daily. Over a two-year period, tutors worked with Molly to help her increase in confidence, initially offering one-to-one tuition before progressing to small group work. Molly benefited from a flexible and varied timetable and gradually increased her hours to 3 full days each week, which she attended independently. Molly was able to achieve qualifications in English, maths, and skills for employment, training, and personal development, and was supported to undertake work placement within the NHS, where she is now working as an intern as part of the Project Choice scheme. Molly said, "Learning and Skills is a great place to learn if you have had a tough journey in education. All the staff are friendly and approachable. They are willing to answer any question you may have and make difficult topics seem easy. When I started learning with them, I had low self-esteem and low confidence. Thanks to their support, I began to believe in myself and look forward to the future. I got to experience things like helping the council's environment services team and being a virtual speaker for schools. I also benefited from their careers advice and the work experience opportunities they helped me to access. I wouldn't be where I am today without the support and help they have given me." If you or a young person you know, aged between 16 and 18, or up to 24 if they have had an education, health and care plan, want to know about the support available from Learning and Skills, you can visit www.learningandskills.org.uk www.darlington.gov.uk/learning and skills or call them on 01325 406 422.
Kickstart your future with an apprenticeship. Are you finishing school or college this summer? Have you considered an apprenticeship? As an apprentice, you will learn on the job, work on real tasks and projects, and earn a salary. You will also spend part of your working week training or studying. It is a great way to gain qualifications without getting into debt and can help you kickstart your career. Learning and Skills offers over 26 different apprenticeships across a range of industries, including care, construction, customer services, hospitality, manufacturing, and distribution. Check out our website for more information. The website is darlington.gov.uk/learning and skills. Calling all employers. Take on an apprentice in a cost-effective way to build and develop your team. They can support staff retention by upskilling existing employees for more senior roles and can help to plug skills gaps. They can also help boost standards within the workplace and may have a positive impact on your productivity, profitability, and reputation. Find out more on our website or email ls@darlington.gov.uk. Learning and Skills Darlington provide free adult learning courses. Improve your maths, English or IT skills. Study English for speakers of other languages, ESOL. Boost your CV with our continued professional development courses. Or get work in just 1 week with our Employment Academy. Take part in hobby-based activities like crafting or creative writing. Enroll now for courses starting in September. To do that, you can enroll via darlington_l_s via Facebook or on X. You can also enrol by calling 01325 405 601 or once again going to the website at darlington.gov.uk/learning and skills.
Join our foster family. As part of the recent Foster Care Fortnight campaign, we highlighted some of the amazing people who open their homes and hearts to provide local babies and young people with a safe, reliable, trusting home. Could you join them? Foster carer for 10 years. Sean fosters because he loves seeing children progress as individuals. Foster carers for 11 years. Martin and Mel foster teenagers and say every day is completely different. Foster and Home Hub carer. Eileen fosters to give children opportunities that her birth children had. She is currently a home hub care for foster carers, creating a family unit for children in foster care. Peer mentor. Caitlin experienced foster care for most of her life. She can't thank her foster carers enough and hopes people will open their homes and support young people to give them the love and support they need and deserve. Peer mentor. Danny is a caring friend to children in care. After being in care himself for over 18 years, he can draw on his experience to help others. Foster carer for 8 years. Angie is astounded by the difference fostering makes to her life and is reaping the rewards. Foster carer for 13 years. Carol built up lovely memories from fostering with the council. She was even a birthing partner to one of her mother and baby placements. Fostering social worker. Moira supports foster carers through their journey. She says the council's fostering team is extremely committed and absolutely second to none. Vicky, the council's fostering service manager, would love you to join the council's foster care family. You really can make a huge difference to the future of local children. To find out more, visit www.darlington.gov.uk/fostering. To apply to foster with the council, visit www.fosteringnortheast.org.uk.
Warmer homes for hundreds of council tenants. Thanks to funding of £3.55 million from the government, work is set to start on a three-year programme that will see almost £18 million invested to create warmer and more energy-efficient homes for our tenants. We were part of a Tees Valley Combined Authority consortium that successfully bid for funding from the government's Warm Homes Social Housing Fund Wave 3, which was awarded £43.9 million. Darlington's share is £3.55 million, which will be boosted to £18 million from our housing revenue budget. The scheme represents the largest ever single investment in the council's housing stock and will see the installation of wall and loft insulation and double glazed windows and doors to more than 1,600 homes, helping to reduce energy consumption and tackle fuel poverty. A message from HM Government, here to help you juggle family life. From balancing costs to providing flexibility, childcare choices can help you find support, like 15 and 30 hours, to help you juggle family life. Search childcare choices to see what support you could get.
Swapping sunbeds for spray tans. What your teen needs to know. We are encouraging teens to swap sunbeds for spray tans or bottled fake tan to achieve a golden glow. Over the years, the use of sunbeds and standing tanning booths has increased among the younger population, with teenagers often under the impression they are a safe shortcut to a bronzed complexion. This is despite it being an offence to allow people aged 17 years and under to use sunbeds in commercial premises. Although there is no such thing as a safe tan, the UVA rays emitted from sunbeds are known to penetrate the skin deeper than the UVB rays naturally associated with tanning. This can lead to skin cancers, including melanoma, which is the most serious type of skin cancer and is responsible for 100 deaths each year in the UK. Brian Whelan, Environmental Health Manager, said, "When tanning, the outermost layer of your skin is harmed, and it's the healing process which makes your skin appear darker. Research shows that sunbed use can have a long-term impact on your health and in some cases can be deadly. The risk of melanoma is up to 25% higher in people who have used sunbeds and 59% higher for those who have done so before the age of 35. We have been contacting local salons, leisure centres, gyms and hotels to highlight these risks and to raise awareness of government legislation which prevents people under the age of 18 using sunbeds or from being in an enclosed area where a sunbed is located. We are also appealing to parents to help educate their teens on the dangers that sunbeds pose and asking residents to report businesses they suspect are allowing their underage use, which could lead to a penalty of up to £20,000. Report concerns about underage sunbeds used in commercial facilities in Darlington by email to environmentalhealth@darlington.gov.uk. Did you know that nasal tanning sprays are also harmful and contain ingredients which are illegal in the UK?
Car park increases. An increase in charges for council-owned car parks and on-street parking came into force on Monday the 2nd of June. The changes mean an increased rate from £1 to £1.20 per hour in short-stay car parks, up to a cap of £5, when it will revert to £1 per hour and from £1 to £1.20 an hour in long-stay car parks up to 3 hours, £5 per day or £20 for a weekly ticket. On-street parking will change from 50 pence to 70 pence per 30 minutes. All time restrictions in car parks will remain the same. Full details at www.darlington.gov.uk/carparks. Terrific Tuesdays. Join Darlington Mental Health Network outside the Dolphin Centre in the Market Square from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. for a free cuppa chat and to join in the activities on offer. Join Darlington Mental Health Network outside the Dolphin Centre in the Market Square from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. for a free cuppa and chat and to join in the activities on offer. Sessions are taking place on the 2nd and 9th of July and the 26th of August. For more information, visit www.healthwatchdarlington.co.uk. Update on PSPO consultations. Thanks to everyone who took the time to share their views on powers to tackle antisocial behaviour as part of the consultations on renewing the Town Centre Public Space Protection Order, PSPO, and creating a new borough-wide PSPO. More than 90 responses from individuals, businesses and organisations were received, with the vast majority in favour of proposals. Your views will be taken into account before Cabinet members agree on the next steps. If approved, it's planned that any changes will come into force in July. Sun safety. The sun has got his hat on. Hip, 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 hooray. Most of us love sunshine, but please remember when the sun is shining, stay hydrated with water, wear sun lotion and a hat, and avoid the midday sun if possible.